Would you be so kind as to pray for me for a moment that I'll speak the Lord's words to you, and I'll pray that you're able to hear what he wants you to hear. And let's entrust each other and our prayers to Our Lady's intercession. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Saint Martin de Porres, pray for us. Well, I tried to ascertain from the requesters why St. Martin de Porres would be helpful with bats. And they were only trusting of those who went before them, other nuns who had informed them of this. It's all very traumatic. It's hard for us to endure any of these things. But fortunately, our Dominican, who has faithfully been concelebrating this whole time and has been a missionary in Nigeria for 50 years and has really been a wonderful person to be with in the retreat house, informed me that St. Martin de Porres had a special relationship with mice. There were mice in the storeroom that were eating the grain of the friars, and he talked to those mice and told them if they would stop eating the friars' grain, he would provide for them by another way. And they listened to him. So bats are like mice, I think, is the connection there. And not unlike St. Francis and his tender care for the wolf at Gubbio, who was terrorizing the people but really just wanted food. He didn't want to be a nuisance. He just wanted lunch. And this helps us also to move from these matters to the gospel. Animals are different than we are. Animals are just concerned about things like food and shelter and sleep and basic comforts. And we can humbly admit that sometimes we fall into that ourselves, reducing life to such things. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. But we are more than this. And the Lord in the gospel tells us that he has entrusted holy things to us. The Lord has entrusted pearls to us. On the one hand, we might wonder, do I have pearls? Do I have holy things? And we should find encouragement in the gospel. The Lord says, you have pearls. You have holy things. He has entrusted something so precious to you when he made you in his own image and likeness. We have a capacity to do things which no animals can do. In our work, the way that we apply meaning to material things and build them up, all of the wood and stone was already something beautiful in its own right, but how much more magnificent is it in this place? Human hands have done this, and only human hands. No beaver, no matter how illustrious his dams, ever made anything like this. Human beings have something precious in being made in the image and likeness of God and being able to impart a meaning to the matter of creation, to make something beautiful and even something that points to the transcendent. Even more than that, as human beings, we have the capacity to know God and to worship him. No animal is capable of worship as we are capable of worship. And so when Jesus tells us not to throw our pearls before swine or to give our holy things to dogs, one aspect of that is he's telling us, don't act like animals. We have the capacity to do something different than everything else in creation, to use our bodies, to use our hearts and minds for something truly transcendent. which you are also witnessing to by your very presence in this church today. You made a decision this morning not simply to sleep or have breakfast early, but rather to come here early and to worship. A decision that sets us apart from the animals, that truly treasures the pearls and holy things that God has entrusted to us. And if we could keep this in mind and allow ourselves to be elevated in this way, to keep our hearts uplifted to the Lord, even throughout the day, we would be living with the pearls, the holy things that have been entrusted to human beings, truly reverencing them. We have in the mystery of the monastic cloister the example that can always captivate our imagination in these nuns who have dedicated themselves in a singular way to occupying themselves with the holy things. And we can always think of them when we are dragged down and we do have to carry about the mundane things of the day and the business that comes to us from day to day. We can allow ourselves to think of the nuns and to think of their example. We can allow ourselves to think of the saints like St. Martin de Porres. We can allow ourselves to think of holy things and to treasure, even in just a moment of recollection in between the tasks of the day, to treasure those pearls and holy things that God has not just entrusted to nuns and saints, but to each one of us. He has given us something holy and precious when he made us in the image and likeness of God. So as we receive him, the greatest treasure that God has ever placed in this earth, as we receive him in the Holy Eucharist today, let us ask him to keep our hearts uplifted in all that we do, that we might not throw our pearls before swine or give our holy things to dogs, but that we may truly cherish and reverence the unique quality that we have as human beings to know, to love, and to serve the Lord our God.